Ask me.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Now, Ask Me Anything today is a very special one because sitting across from me is a lady called Anna. Now, I'm going to stop talking there and I'm going to pass Anna a piece of paper and she's going to read this out.
Oh, God, this is worrying and when I'm going to have
to. No, it's just your intro. So I'm going to say,
sorry, okay.
Introduce yourself.
Okay. Hi. I'm Anna Geary, host of Pumped Up Kicks on Today FM, former Cork All Star and coach in Ireland's fittest family. Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
Oh, we're going to ask you anything. All right.
Do you know what? You're like, this is Anna. He's like, yeah, I'm Anna. I'm also sweating a lot because I'm afraid of what you're going to ask me.
No, look, the great thing about Ask Me Anything is it's listener questions it's sent true. In. I may add one or two here or there, but we start off with the listener ones.
I have
ones
no
anyway.
Idea, by the way, if these are listener questions. I know this game. You could just be making these
we
up.
We could be making it up.
A listener wants to know this.
So this really difficult question. No. There are little questions. The first one is from Lottie on Twitter, and she wants to know, how did you go from being a camogie player to working on TV and radio?
It's a really good question. I think I probably loved the idea of working in TV and media in general my entire life, probably without even fully realising it. Like, Gay Byrne was actually my hero.
Really?
Because I loved that when you were watching him, he had a way of making people open up, and he had such an engaging, you know, presence with audiences and also with the guests. And like, he wasn't afraid to ask the straight questions. Like,
no.
He would ask that, but he did it in a lovely way. Mm. So, you know, obviously I grew up in the country Friday night and the family watching the Late Late Show was kind of one of the highlights of the week, that in Glenroe. And I loved it. I was like, oh my God, that'd be brilliant. So when I was playing camogie, there was always the opportunity to get involved, like as a charity ambassador.
Of course.
So I remember one of the first things, I was a Make-A-Wish ambassador for the Camogie Association, and you'd have to, you know, give of your time to often help them with campaigns.
Yeah.
And you'd be standing in front of a camera and you'd be, you know, ad-libbing a lot of the time, bluffing essentially.
We do it for a living.
And God knows,
well know,
I
Anna.
Love to talk. So I was like, hey, okay, I actually really enjoy this. So the more I got to do, I suppose, the more I loved the energy that comes with it. No day is the same.
Yeah.
And in a weird way, it's kind of like playing an All-Ireland final every time you go live, because there's no room for mistakes, but you do make them.
You do.
Anyway, and you have to kind of react to it and move on. You can't think about it. And I suppose it's the exact same in All-Ireland final. You don't want to be making mistakes, but when you do, you can't wallow. You have to keep going. And there's an adrenaline that comes with that.
Do you have a preference over radio or TV? Lots of people do when they do both.
You know what? Radio's a little bit easier because you can come in with the hair on top of the head. But you know, now people might realise there's cameras in studios and I got a lend when one day somebody was like, we might just do that on camera. And I was looking around going,
What?
I have no mascara on. My hair hasn't been washed in 4 days. Pretty sure I'm wearing the same t-shirt from yesterday.
I wouldn't mind, but the cameras that we use, particularly in this studio, are the same ones they use on television shows.
See, there you go. Thanks for telling me that. Now I'm like, okay, right, make sure I'm moisturising. And it's, but I do find radio is probably harder because there's an intimacy that comes at radio. You know, you're trying to connect with maybe only one person in their car or in their home. Whereas in TV, you kind of have other things to distract. You know, the hair, the makeup, the clothes, what you say.
Whatever else is happening around.
Whereas with radio, it's just you and that
you
mic.
And your voice.
But I love it. I do love it.
S. McGowan on Instagram wants to know, who did you support in the All-Ireland final, Kerry or Dublin?
Hey, husband from Dublin. Kerry all the way.
Did you?
Just because I think like that, like as a neutral,
you
always go for kind of the underdog and Dublin were always favourites. But I mean, you couldn't take from Dublin either. I think as a sports person, like I massively respect what they did. Yeah. And I know people give out about them. But I mean, they brought the game to a new level. I think it's up to the chasing pack now to kind of follow suit.
And then, of course, Desi Farrell has been appointed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, I think like people will say, oh, it's a new era, but there's the same players there. They still have the same enthusiasm.
Same
Those
core,
lads are still
going
to go out and try and win six in a row.
Mm.
And I think, you know, things will change in terms of how they do it. But Desi's still going to be meticulous in his preparation. Look what he did with the GPA.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, the future is bright for Dublin football.
Ashley Longford wants to know, what was it like taking part in the Rose of Tralee? And do you ever wear your sash around the house?
Oh, stop. You know what? My friends used absolutely just basically ripped the piss out of me for the year that I was the Cork Rose when we were playing camogie. And was the sash under the jersey there today? Hashtag notions. It was one of the best experiences I ever had. I went, my cousin was the Limerick Rose back in 2000. I remember going back to Tralee and it was just like this massive spectacle. And they looked like they were having the time of their life. So I went into it with no expectations. And again, I suppose it was just the opportunity for me to represent Cork in a different way. Mm. I went back to Tralee, had the best crack of 2 weeks from my life. Travelled all over Ireland with a group of girls from all over the world. And like, essentially now I can go to Sydney and be like, hey Imelda, the Sydney yeah. Rose, have you got a couch? Or go to North Carolina.
There's a network, yeah.
Like, and when we got married, like I had the Texas Rose there, like, and she came all the way over. And like, it was just, it's a lovely group of people to have met from all over the world, yeah. You know, and I think there is stereotypes, obviously, in the Slurly Lovely Girl competition. Others, I like to be known as a lovely girl. I'm happy enough to be lovely, you know.
Right.
But what you don't see is all the crack and everything yeah. that goes on behind the scenes.
No, we do, because we've talked to a few people who've been involved in different sides, whether escorts or Dahi himself or obviously the Roses. Yeah. And all everybody talks about is the crack.
And you know what? We were probably the most unorthodox group of Roses ever in our year because, you know, we weren't, you know, waving or really. We were wearing like trouser suits. We were like, yeah,
how dare you?
You know, like donning the trousers. And but it's a brilliant experience for people because it kind of forces you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to know who you are, because if they're asking you questions about your, you know, often you'd have discussions about your beliefs or you know what you're saying. You kind of have to know what you think yourself before you can contribute
which
to the conversation.
Which is an exercise in itself.
So it was actually really good for me afterwards, because I was like, oh, I never realised that I felt that strongly about
okay.
that.
Okay. Roisin in the Cork wants to know, do you still play much GAA?
At the moment, I'm currently not playing Camogie because I've moved house now. We've built our first home. So I wouldn't like to say I've hung up my boots, because I think there's more in me yet.
Right.
But I think it's about kind of settling down, and the nature of my job at the moment, you know, is you could be working like you.
Yeah.
You could be working late nights, long
sure.
hours, weekends. And I'm kind of somebody that if I'm in something, I'm in it
100%.
So I think at the moment that's why it's difficult. But
where you've moved to Dublin, have you?
No, moved to Salins and Kildare.
Salins and Kildare.
I moved
sorry.
The Dub to Kildare, lads. It's
well,
great.
Well, then does that mean that like Salins GAA would benefit from your arrival? If
they don't have an adult camogie team, though.
Okay.
That's the only thing. Yeah, but I think for me, even establishing yourself in an area, the GAA is a really good way to integrate into
yeah,
a community.
True.
I lived in Luxembourg in 2008, and the first thing I did was I joined the GAA club,
yeah.
and they helped us find a house. We travelled all over Europe, and again, there's kind of a common theme here. The crack was brilliant.
I'm all about that. Kim in Leitrim says, what advice would you have for young girls who want to play sport in general?
First of all, the advice to the parents and the coaches would be just let them play.
Mm.
You know, when you're at a young age, I remember when I was younger, I'm not joking when I say up until about the age of 13, I was... To say I was average would be giving me a compliment.
Okay.
And I suppose my parents never like pushed me to try and be the best player. It was always about like just being a part of the team
yeah.
and the social aspect. And I think that's very important, because for teenage girls now, like there's massive dropout rates in sport.
Yeah.
And I think often it might be a pressure thing, you know? And if you just allow fun to come back into sport, like you see Ireland's Fit Assembly.
Yeah.
It's about bringing the fun back to exercise and fitness. And for younger people, that's the most important thing. Winning is a bonus, you know?
Gotcha.
Now, I also don't believe in everyone gets a medal and everyone's a winner now, because I think you do need to learn from a young age that sometimes you'll win and sometimes
yeah.
you won't. But I think once the fun is always emphasised. And then for younger girls, to stop comparing themselves to other people, because when you're playing sport or when you're learning any skill, you're going to develop at a different rate to your friend. So it's like just kind of picking a few things that you can improve on yourself, and it's almost like a success then when you reach those goals.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to be the best player in the team, but if you're like, oh, I couldn't do this last year and now I can, that's what I used to do, and it used to help my confidence massively.
Comparing yourself to yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like you versus you to get deep about it.
Well, you mentioned Ireland's Fittest Family there. Of course, it's a big weekend for Ireland's Fittest Family.
Oh, Sunday night, and it's an hour and a half.
Wow.
So people are
movie.
Getting 90 minutes. So I'm going to hide behind the couch for an extra half an hour on Sunday night. It's been an epic season. They've done things they've never done before. And like, it's going 7 years now, but this is the first final that all four coaches have been in.
That's right.
So the rivalry and the competition between the coaches is probably higher than even between the families.
Well, there's literally a question about that. There's loads of questions coming in. But Phil and Carlos says, are you all as competitive as you seem on Ireland's Fittest
Family? Absolutely.
Really?
Like, if I am throwing a tea bag into a cup, I want to do it better than anyone else.
Okay.
I remember Kev and I, when the first holidays we went on, we had this game of crazy golf. You know, it was meant to be
yeah.
fun, lighthearted. I may have thrown the golf club at some point during it. And I think it's just in me, you know, the competitor is in me. Like,
yeah. Aoife has an interesting one on Facebook. She says, snog, marry, push off a cliff.
Oh!
Davy Dunica Durville.
Oh! I'm not going to say it's Snog Durville, because, geez, that's in the rumour mill gets
started.
Come on,
started. That's a headline.
That
the
is
newspaper
a headline.
Headlines.
I can see it now. Okay. Snog, marry. Okay. This is really hard.
I know.
And you know what's desperate is the only one I keep thinking is push off a cliff, Dunica.
Right. Okay, well then we'll take that one. There's your first answer.
Because
Dunica's
got the claws out for me this year in Ireland for the time. I think he called me unbearable at one point.
Wow.
Just because I'm the reigning champion. Jealousy isn't a nice thing, Dunica.
Doesn't suit Dunica, no.
I suppose it would have to be Snog Davy then and Mary Turville because okay. She's an unbelievable cook.
That's
there you
true.
Go.
Yes.
Have my breakfast made for me every morning.
Poor Donica's getting pushed off.
I know, yeah.
If you had to choose telly, radio or GAA and only do one for the rest of your life, which one would you choose? Asks Lucy in Sligo.
Oh, that's a really hard one. Really good question, Lucy. Well, it probably wouldn't be TV just because I'd have to wear makeup and the hair would be done all the time. Yeah. Unless somebody was doing it for me, that's different.
Yeah, or if it was a reality TV show where you could go around in your track, you put your hair up.
Yeah, like I'm a celebrity or something. But you know what? The idea of eating bugs and everything.
No, okay.
Okay, radio or GA. God, that's a difficult one because it's like sport has been my entire life.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's kind of the reason why I've ended up in radio.
Mm, of course it is.
So I think I'd probably have to stay true to my roots. If it was an All-Ireland final and I got to play in Croke Park every single day, sign me up!
That would be pretty amazing. Now, you are also, of course, the host, brand new host on Today FM, of Pumped Up Kicks, Saturdays 2 to 6 with Mr. Declan Pearce.
People are like, what's he really like? Is he as nice as he seems? And I said, you're looking and going, that's a question.
I've got that question in front of me, yeah.
I was going to tell him, he's such a diva. Isn't like he? One time he turned away a cup of tea because it didn't have the right amount of milk in it. No, only joking.
He actually wouldn't.
Lads, I'm telling you, he is the nicest individual and like brilliant at his job. And I suppose for me coming in, it's my first time, our own show on national radio. And you'd be nervous.
Absolutely.
You almost forget that the mic is on, which is probably dangerous in itself too. But they haven't thrown us off air yet. And it's lovely to be in an environment where it's just so relaxed. And, you know, he brings the music element and he's a big Villa fan, which people may not know, joke, because he always tells
that's
everybody.
All he talks about.
So it's a great, like, we learn off each other. Yeah. And, like, I think when people are listening in, like, the greatest compliment we've been given is it's like you've been on for ages.
Yeah, that's true.
And I just, I love that.
I love the show, I'd say. Listen, every Saturday.
And
I think
for us, like, Pumped Up Kicks is essentially about the colour of sport. So, yes, you have the analysis. Yes, there's the national, international fixtures, and we go into and we have really good, strong sports people. But it's also about bringing in the people around sport. So, like, the nutritionists, the people that line the pitch, and even the communities of people. It's the people at home that aren't necessarily into the 4-4-2 formations or the lineouts, but want to hear, still want to feel that stories. They can have a conversation. Yeah, the stories behind the players.
Well, Deck has been on.
Oh, no.
And Deck's got a question for you, so hang on there.
Hiya, lads. How's it going? Anna, how are you? Her nickname is, if you Google it, it's Assumpta. I haven't been able to get to the bottom of that, but there has to be a story behind that. So why is your nickname Assumpta?
And it's funny because I'm like, my nickname is Assumpta. My friend would say my nickname is Gearbag. But how he would say it is Gearbag.
Right.
It has
Geary,
to say, yeah,
Gearbag,
Paddy Mac, shout
sense.
Out to you.
Right.
I don't know. Like, the only thing I can think of is Assumpta. Maybe it's because I'm a bit of a culty. Maybe they...
Are you aware of your nickname? Like,
I've never heard that before.
What?
And I'm like, where did he see this information about me?
Okay.
I need to Google this.
Okay, he's got one more for you.
What is the best and what is the worst thing about working with me? And I won't be offended because it's probably my ability to make a cup of tea.
See, tea's a big thing.
Tea's
the very
thing
first week I came in, I gave him a box of Barry's tea. So I was like, if we're going to work together,
right,
we need to get the
get
tea
your...
situation sorted.
Okay, that's fair enough.
The best thing is that he genuinely is brilliant at his job and he does it in such an unassuming and sound way that I don't kind of feel, oh my God, I'm only loves he's been in radio years. Yeah, he kind of treats me as neat. And the worst thing is nearly that he's too nice. Because, sometimes you want someone to...
A bit of edge.
Yeah, a bit of edge. You know, if you want to have a bit of chat with someone, a bit of gossip.
He's not.
Bitch.
He hasn't got it.
No, he's just...
Yeah,
he's a very nice person. So I think, Dex, stop being so sound because you're making me, like, not look the sound one. And I like being the sound one.
Anna Geary, the star of Ireland's Fittest Family and the co-host of Pumped Up Kicks on Today FM. Thank you so much. What have you got on the show tomorrow?
So we are actually, speaking of Ireland's Fittest Family, we are interviewing Mona McSherry. So her family is in the final of Ireland's Fittest Family on Sunday. And she also won a European bronze in the swimming last week. So she's going to be, and also Daniel Davy, the Leinster Rugby and Dublin Football nutritionist. So we're going to ask him just for tips how we can be as good as the lads.
Gary, thank you so much for coming
Thanks,
in
Dave.
Taking part and Ask Me Anything today. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Ask me.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.